Gentlemen, how are we doing? Excellent. Okay, there we go. That's fine. There we go. Interaction. I like interaction. Interaction is good.
Clay, I guess, how did the players get the news that Coach Dooley was going to be the athletic director? How did you take it? Did you ever think that it might affect his coaching time, I guess?
To be honest with you, I think a lot of guys were surprised. I heard some rumors floating around, but I really didn't think twice about it. And then next thing you know, I'm sitting here in the training room, and it's on the radio, and I'll show it. I'm like, oh, that's really happening. So I think that a lot of guys really didn't know about it, just maybe because it was so, you know, well kept. But I think the one thing he got was a huge applause when he walked in for the team meeting that afternoon. I think that the players know that he's very professional and he's very organized, and that if there's anybody that's capable of doing, you know, an athletic director and a head coaching job, it's definitely Coach Dooley.
This is your second spring with Coach Dooley. But last year was more, he was looking at you guys for the first time, you were looking at him for the first time. How much easier is this going to be once Saturday rolls around, now that you know everything is going to be in place and how everything works?
It'll be a lot easier, to be honest with you. At least for us who are returning, we know how practice is structured and how it's organized in the tempo and the type of things that he wants to do. We're all accustomed to that by now, and I think that is good because that's going to eliminate a lot of the learning time or learning curve, as you'd say, because a lot of us can pull along the freshmen that have no idea like how spring goes or whatnot, and even with a couple of the guys that have come in early, I think that it'll be easy to pull them along because it's not like we have to learn how practice is going to be and the way that it's structured and organized, and I think that that'll be a huge step just for the team in an organizational standpoint, because, you know, it's not like we're going to be sitting there, where do we go now? You know, like, that's how it was, I felt, for the first week of spring last year. We were just kind of like, we don't know where to go and what to do, and I think that that's all pretty clear-cut now, and that we're all pretty excited about what's to come in the spring.
Quinn, obviously you guys were just a game away from the postseason last year. What can the defense do? What's your goal for the defense in getting that much further along?
Well, there's a lot of goals that you want to set, but I mean, mainly I think the thing that I would like to see, as far as, you know, from a defense standpoint, is team or defensive chemistry. Because you can have, it doesn't matter how many stars you return or how great of athletes you've got on one side of the ball or another. It's all about how those players can play together, because football's not an individual game. And I believe that if you've got 11 people on board that know exactly and trust the person next to them, that you're going to have a lot better, you know, a lot more functional defense than you would if it was just, you know, four all-stars out there. And I'd like to see, we do have great chemistry. We lost some people, but I believe that we're returning a lot of key players as well, and I think that we've already got a great head start on that, and now it's just kind of filling in the gaps, you know, where we've lost, you know, some good players and some starters and some key backups. And I think that if we can continue to make these strides as a defense, that, you know, we're gonna have what we want, and that's the ability to play well together.
Coach, we just got done talking, saying that he doesn't name leaders. But obviously, you're going to be one of the guys that the younger guys look to. I mean, as a junior, you had a strong season. Come back for your senior season. Talk about kind of assuming that leadership role.
Well, I mean, it's all just kind of, it's relative, because everybody's going to go through the same thing. And Coach Dooley talks about that everybody can be a leader. You know, it's not just reserved for the older guys or seniors, as you'd say. And I just believe that something that I can contribute to the team that maybe not a lot of other people can is just the sheer time of the program, just my experience, you know, being around the community and the program. I mean, obviously, Coach Dooley's only been here. This would be his second season. But, there, you know, a lot of us, I believe, are going to have a head start. You know, we know what he expects, and you can tell that there's, you know, not so many players are as bashful or reserved as they'd say from last spring, just because of the whole new staff. I mean, we know what's expected of us, and everybody knows that everyone has something different to bring to the table, and that's one of the things that we like to strike on, is that, you know, what I can't provide for the team necessarily as well as Philip Beck can, then, you know, the team will look to him in that sense. And I think that that's something that's great about the team. I mean, is that we can feed off of each other. I mean, necessarily there will be a few guys that are kind of above the rest that will help lead the team. And, you know, I don't like to elect myself as anything like that. But, I mean, if, you know, I would like to say that, you know, I'm going to, you know, spearhead this team and say, hey, guys, let's go, because, you know, this is my last go-around, and there's a lot of guys that are on board with that. And I think that, obviously, you know, you're looking at it in a different light now that you've only got one more opportunity.
Greg, can you remember how many springs you've gone into with the same defensive coordinator that you had for a previous year?
Well,
how nice is that?
To be honest with you, I believe this is my first spring that I've had back-to-back defensive coordinators. A couple years ago, Randy Bates was going to return, but then a week before camp or spring ball got kicked off, it kind of things went a different direction. So this is, you know, it's a lot more comforting for me just to be able to say that, you know what, I've been through this defense. I know, you know, how it runs, and I know how it works. And that's a huge factor, because a lot of us that have played in this defense or in the offense or the special team scheme can bring along the younger players and say, no, you know, this is how it is, because, you know, we've been here, we know what's going on, we can help the younger guys learn faster. And I think that's critical, because the more people you can get to support, the better depth you can have and the better team you can overall, you know, sustain. And I think that not having a coordinator consecutively is, it does kind of hurt, just because you can't really, you've got to start all over. And regardless if the coordinator picks up the same schemes that you run before, it's still a completely different way he's going to approach it. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is definitely a huge part for all three aspects of our team. And I'm excited to see just how we respond to everything, because everybody's ready and everybody knows, you know, as far as what to expect scheme-wise. And so that's something that's definitely new and very welcomed.
What's the biggest strength of the defense?
That's a difficult question. I think that the defense as a whole, obviously you want to be, you don't want it just to be a run-stopping defense or a pass defense. You want to be a balanced defense. But I'd say that right now we're kind of, what concerns is, you know, we need to get some people to play in the spots that we lost, and mainly we lost some defensive line guys and a lot of key linebackers. There are obviously people that can step up and fill those positions, but of course, you know, you've got to put in the time and see who's actually going to come out after they've been in the fight. So I think that our secondary is going to be definitely stronger this season, and I think our linebacking core has a good future. And the defensive line, you know, we've got solid players there. We just got to see who's going to step up. And so that's exciting, because you always want to see, you know, the new players. We've just got two new JUCO DNs that are coming in, and it's going to be exciting to see what they can do. And you want to see who's going to be able to contribute to the defense. And so as far as, you know, the strength, I'd say that just the back seven, I'd say right now is what, you know, we've got a lot of solid returners coming through. So we'll see how the rest of the spring plays out.
Any answer, Quinn?
All last season, Coach Dooley talked about rushing quarterback. I'd like to see more of it. Today you mentioned it again. Was there anything done in the offseason to maybe tweak the defense play-wise, or is it all about personnel? I mean, has anything been done to kind of improve the pass rush?
Well, as far as the offseason goes, it's a lot of strength and conditioning and whatnot. We have started doing some sports or some position-specific movements and whatnot after our runs and whatnot as a team. And there has been a lot of emphasis on, we put a lot of emphasis this season on just speed and speed gains and the way to become more explosive. We've definitely put a lot of time and effort into those few things, and agility as well. And that's something that you can apply to every aspect of the game and every position, because the more agile and explosive and powerful, and of course speed, that you can have on any part of the team is going to be, you're going to be that much more lethal. And I think that, you know, with rushing the passer, that if you can get DNs or linebackers and safeties that can blitz and, you know, they can beat it with speed, I mean, that's something that's great. But at the same time, that's not to say that, you know, our wide receivers won't be able to get off the line faster and that our offensive linemen won't be coming off as hard. And that's what I think is a great contribution to the entire team, is that Coach Dooley made an emphasis. They brought in a speed specialist, and they sat down, they've met, and they've gone over, you know, countless hours of just the way to make us more explosive and speed-wise, as you'd say. And you can definitely tell, and I think that a lot of players definitely have improved just in the winter offseason. And that brings to mind, you know, we're excited about the spring, yes, but then the summer program is going to be just as great, because yeah, that's what it's all about. And I'm pretty excited about the entire program just making these strides that you see day to day.
Thank you,
guys.
Next, we got a receiver.